You're listening to Munch, a podcast and website where we pair meals with movies. I'm Ben.
I'm Andre.
I'm Leanna.
And this week, we have another entry into the iTunes Roulette series, except this time, it's going to be a little different. We went back to the drawing board, noticed that our initial rules weren't really working out
in everyone's favor. We were getting really, really drunk, too.
Yeah, and also, like...
it took way too long.
You don't want to listen to 15 minutes of us deciding what movie we're going to watch. You want us to talk about the movie we actually end up watching. So, to give you the new and updated rules, streamlined, none of the other stuff, all those cool extra rules we added in that were really good ideas, we have taken those out. So all that is left is one player wears the roulette hat, whether this is a mark of pride or shame will depend on the person and the movie they pick. The player wearing the roulette hat will be able to click on three related movies to find a watchable movie. Movies must be picked within 60 seconds after the start of the previous pick. And today's...
That was a little scout there. Doesn't like the new rules, I guess.
Yeah, our dog is very opposed.
I like your old rules, guys. Sorry to say.
So Andre is the hat wearer tonight.
Andre, you should describe the hat.
It is a trucker hat that says squad in gold letters on the front.
And the hat is black.
And the hat is black.
Working it, yeah. If I do say so.
I feel pretty good about it. It's a good
Well, you feel good about it now, but not good enough to show the guy who delivered our food.
No, I did take it off when
he was very, very worried about that.
Yeah. But now I'm
that brief interaction he was going to have with food delivery guy was totally going to color that person's.
Yeah.
Fun fact though, the hat has literally nothing to do with the movie we're gonna start you out on.
How's that for a segue?
That's a great segue. You want to set us up?
Yeah, and I'm going to keep it pretty short and sweet because I think our concept here was very, very simple.
Yeah.
We know that you like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
And so from there, we just had to pick a Kevin Bacon movie that you, well, not that you would enjoy, but just
that you will specifically not end up watching most likely and
precisely.
Is a good place to start.
And so we threw around a couple of titles. And what I just want to mention quickly is Footloose, because Ben and I decided that we absolutely need to watch that movie at some point.
Yes.
I want to watch it.
I mean, it has such a pop culture relevance at this point that, like, why not?
Yeah. But we're not watching that tonight.
Okay.
We're going to watch a movie called Tremors.
Okay. I have...
Which one is it? The first one.
Oh, wow. I've not heard of this one before.
I doubt
many people have. I look at the cover art, and it's three people and a big worm underground, kind of like the Super Worm iPhone game. Related movies are Tremors 2, 3, 4, and 5. Not in that order. X-Men First Class is probably going to be my way out of here, because that also has...
Ooh, The Incredible Hulk, though!
But we're going to do a Munch post on that. I'm going to do X-Men First Class, and I think that's going to...
Oh, he got out of that hole real fast.
Yeah, take me to a good place.
Oh, boy.
Now, okay, here I've got a ton of X-Men movies and all the Hunger Games movies to choose between, as well as the Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Pratt, Passengers movie that came out. Not quite sure. I like Days of Future Past, but I don't get to watch this one.
Correct.
I am going to be watching one of the related ones of the movie I click here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Man, it's looking like it's going to be either an X-Men movie or like teen...
A Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Apocalyptic. I'm going to go with X-Men Apocalypse and see... What? Or, no, I'm going to do Thor.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Curveball.
Okay, into Marvel. Here we go.
Ooh, Iron Man.
Some choices.
Captain America, the First Avenger. That was a good one. That would be kind of fun after having just seen the other period piece superhero movie, Wonder Woman. Topical. X-Men First Class is great, and I haven't seen it for a long time. Original Iron Man's a classic, and I've been wanting to rewatch it. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 just came out. I could rewatch the first one. I've got my pick of Marvel movies here.
Yeah.
And it's either X-Men First Class or Iron Man.
That's the Edward Norton.
That's the Edward Norton.
The Incredible Hulk, not the original Hulk.
Okay. Okay. For me, it's between Iron Man and X-Men First Class.
And the Hulk.
Is X-Men First Class the one where they go back in time to like the 70s?
No. Yeah, well, it well, is in the 70s. It's in the 70s.
They don't go back in time.
You're thinking of one after that.
This X-Men
Days of Future Past.
Oh.
Yeah. First Class is still a good film like that.
We watched Logan last night, though.
Yeah, I know. So do I want to double down on X-Men or go Iron Man, the movie that kicked off?
Classic Iron Man would be fun.
I don't think there's a wrong choice here. Do you guys have a preference between one or the other?
I mean, your time's up.
Okay.
It's Iron Man.
I think I'm going to do Iron Man then. Okay. So that was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Me either. I'm a little disappointed, actually.
A little bit.
I think it's
because... it was also Andre chose to go this direction, so like...
Yeah. I forgot.
Hey, I wanted to Get Out.
Yeah, but there's Getting Out, and then there's Getting Out in an interesting...
Yeah, well, I got out in a safe way and going to watch a pretty decent movie.
We'll see if it holds up.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll get back to you on whether it holds up or not.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. We're recording.
Yeah,
why is that a thing?
Let's get it on the record.
That's a thing.
For clarity's sake, Andre said 3, 2, 1.
Now we're Googling what you said? It. Live Google.
Yeah. So you didn't even know what it's from. You just said it.
It's a thing.
You just said 3, 2, 1.
No, according to the Google results, it's definitely not a thing.
Like, how many results are we talking like?
Oh. Wikipedia, nose goes. Top result, double nose goes.
Nose goes is a completely different thing.
Hmm. Maybe it's not a thing.
Nose goes is a thing.
100% okay. Is not a thing.
Nose goes? I think, Andre, that was you who...
Okay. So what does that mean? I have to start us back off?
Yeah.
We just watched Iron Man.
We watched Iron Man. Like, as you referred to it, as the bridge between bad superhero films and good superhero films.
Or even between superhero movies and cinematic universes.
A tonal shift.
What we deal with now.
Yes.
Yeah.
No longer can you just take a film on its own. It is now part
of or make, maybe you could make a sequel or two off of it, but yeah. Now... it's got to tie into everything.
It can't be its own thing.
Yeah.
It's got to come back in somewhere.
Although we did just see Logan and it didn't tie in. Well, it didn't tie into anything else, really.
It tied into everything that came before it.
Technically, yeah. The X-Men...
it's literally tied up every loose end.
Technically, the X-Men series isn't in the cinematic universe because it is owned by a different publishing company. So, slight difference there. Mm-hmm.
It tied up X-Men very well.
I guess.
Did it?
You have to watch it.
I don't want to spoil it for
you. No spoilers.
It was actually
very good.
But Iron Man.
I mean, I've heard it's very good.
Iron Man left a couple loose endings, like Nick Fury showing up at the end. I wonder what that was all about.
Surprise.
That's one thing that Iron Man did kick off, was it kicked off the after credits sequence.
Do you remember, though, after that happened, when Nick Fury showed up and he said... the Avengers for the first time, the like 4-year wait before the first actual Avengers movie and how much build up there was to that movie.
That's a lot of like that's it was a fair lot. Bit of time to build up to it.
It was
like they had to introduce the Avengers though.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Give
because,
some of them their own movies.
Yeah. Cause like it felt like every 6 months there was another new superhero introduced, another after credit sequence to hint at what was... it was fun. Like, it felt like you were putting a puzzle together. I remember talking
Which is what you enjoy about it,
right? Yeah, I remember talking to coworkers about it and being like, oh, but did you notice that this happened? And they'd be like, yeah, but did you notice this? And we'd kind of, like,
pool
our
knowledge. You remember talking to coworkers in 2008?
Yeah, coworkers at the... wherever you worked in 2008. For me, it would have been the pool. I would have talked about coworkers with this.
I was at a smoothie shop, and I predominantly worked alone, so not many coworkers.
Okay, I didn't have any coworkers in 2008. I'm thinking of later editions of the cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
But is this the same principle? Thanks for letting everyone know I didn't have a job in 2008, guys.
Sorry when this, out you like this. I remember the trailers for Iron Man coming out, and everyone saying it looked stupid. And I thought it looked really cool, and I was so glad that
it
was really cool.
I honestly don't remember the trailers that much.
Oh, I
don't either.
Like, I don't remember it as, like, I remember it being a good film, but I don't remember it being this landmark moment that sets apart everything that came before it and everything that came after it.
That's totally how I think about it.
Okay.
Before and after.
Looking back on it now, I totally view it that way. But at the time, I guess it didn't strike me that, like, hey, this is a sea change in that superheroes are going to change, and now you're going to get a couple a year even.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that, but like it felt like a different superhero movie than what we had before. Maybe because what we had before was just Spider-Man. And Spider-Man, well, Spider-Man and Batman, but those were both, they felt like self-contained. And this was the first one where at the end they said the Avengers. And so then you know there's going to be like more coming.
Yeah.
And I think they did a fast follow on this movie with a ton of marketing for the other
Incredible
stuff.
Hulk.
Was that the next one?
Yeah, that came out that year. Then it was Iron Man 2. Then it was Thor. Then it was Captain America, the first Avenger. Then finally Avengers in 2012.
Oh, okay.
I think it also had a lot to do with Robert Downey Jr. as the leading man.
He was
for
a
this
good
film,
get.
Though.
He was a good get.
Yeah, like I
better
I
than Toby Parker.
I saw this film with my parents. I'm pretty sure because for my dad it was an action film, and for my mom it was Robert Downey Jr. And we had both always loved him specifically for his role in the movie Only You, which takes place in Italy. Have we not forced you to watch this yet?
Only you would bring this up.
Wow.
That didn't answer my question.
No, I have not watched it.
Okay,
Did you know Selena Gomez has a song called Only You that is featured in 13 Reasons Why, the Netflix original?
I'm not surprised. Can't say I knew that.
That was the first result, is the only reason I say it.
Well, I bring it up only because it almost feels like Only You is a film that takes place during, yeah, there it is, Marissa Tomei, very young.
Very young Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. I'm
putting the junior in Robert
like
Downey.
Like before his...
This is, remember in the...
Drug binge or whatever?
It was, yeah. But more importantly, the way it fits into the cinematic universe is that it takes place... Remember at the beginning of the movie when they were talking... I had a point.
Ever... Well, I'm always just impressed that you are ever so on topic.
If there's one thing...
No matter what film you bring up.
If there's one thing I bring to Munch, it is continuity.
Keep it going. Tell me more.
Yeah. So in the beginning of this film, they talk about... There's like a montage that deals with the relationship of Tony Stark and Obadiah, played by Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about how Obadiah basically took over after Tony Stark's father died. But when he turned 21, he took over.
Mm-hmm.
And so Only You feels like it fits in during his like younger years. And he like was gallivanting off in Europe with all of his money and under the cover of being a shoe salesman. And then obviously... Only You, the ending doesn't work out.
Obviously.
He becomes Iron Man. But,
right.
But he plays a very similar character where he's very smooth talking, very like, just very Robert Downey Jr. I don't know how to describe it. He just has a way about him. And I think it really worked as a superhero because there hasn't really been another superhero like him.
Another superhero like Iron Man. I can't think of one. He's got to be suave, snobby...
Like
he does have a very specific air to him.
It's
Bruce,
a little.
Bruce Wayne is also a genius,
say.
Technical billionaire.
Yeah, but he's more like.
But he's
introverted.
And, introverted.
Yeah.
He's not as outgoing and extravagant as Tony Stark is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a good job. They casted him well. I mean, I think in general.
Yeah.
In general, Marvel does a good job casting. I'm trying to think of a Marvel movie where there was someone who wasn't cast well. I mean, they had a hard time with the Hulk.
I was going to say, that's the obvious one.
Yeah, and they finally settled on Mark Ruffalo, who's not, like, bad in the role, but I'm not, like, necessarily smitten with him either.
I don't think they are either, because they keep writing him out of movies.
Yeah.
Like, he's on an island somewhere. Don't worry about the Hulk for this movie.
Yeah.
What about Green Lantern?
Was that Marvel?
Was it Marvel?
No,
that's DC. He's Justice League. Ryan Reynolds.
Spider-Man, they've clearly had a hard time with.
Yeah, but they
haven't
also
had a hard
made
time
sequels.
With.
So,
yeah.
Like,
I think they just need to keep recasting them so they can keep printing money in the Spider-Man machine.
True.
Yeah, but they should also, like, try out other franchises and other properties because at this point, we're going to have 6 total Spider-Man films, like modern Spider-Man films. And, there's other films that we
But they
can
haven't made a Black Panther film yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Spider-Man's going to sell tickets.
Or Marvel
Spider-Man
has... Marvel
Black Panther will, too.
Like, yeah. Like, Marvel hasn't even created a single film with a leading female superhero.
Yeah.
Like, but they've made, it'll be seven, right? Or six?
Six.
Six.
A total of six Spider-Man films. That is utterly ridiculous.
That's pretty bad.
Miss Marvel someday. Although, has
Miss Marvel's coming out, yes.
Fox has been making the Spider-Man films up to this point.
Sony has.
Sony. That's right. Yeah.
But still, it's part of the Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Marvel property, technically, even if Marvel didn't own it until now.
Yeah.
But, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird that it took 2017 for DC to finally put one out. Hey, Wonder Woman, surprise, surprise. That sarcasm in my voice, if you can't tell, is actually doing really well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if Marvel has any, like, really famous female superheroes, though. Like, Miss Marvel's pretty
good. Ant-Man got a film!
Yeah. Ant-Man did. What about Black Widow? I'd watch a Scarlett Johansson superhero
exactly.
film.
Yeah, like, sure.
We've never seen her Black origin Widow story. Black Widow
should have gotten a film a long time before freaking Ant-Man did.
Yeah.
That's There's true. Also, they bring in a couple, they don't call them mutants, but they do bring in some mutants in.
Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Yeah.
And Avengers. The second one? What's the second one called?
Is the Black
Rise
Widow...
Rise of Ultron.
Wait, yes, is the Black Widow the Age only the only female Avenger? Is she really it?
Yep. But I mean, besides the Scarlet Witch.
These things were written in a different time, too.
Yeah, but like that's not a good reason to uphold it these days.
And the comic book writers are, like, working on that. They've got, like, the female Iron Man now.
Yeah, it's just Riri Williams is her name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which, like, it's great.
Yeah.
But also...
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. They could deviate. Also like why couldn't they Pepper Potts also be an Iron Woman? Like, why not?
Yeah.
They could have.
Yeah.
They change enough stuff that doesn't happen in the comic books. Why not Pepper Potts?
And it's not to say that there aren't other superheroes that are women already in the franchises that they could build franchises around and movies around. It's just they're not doing that. Which is all to say that Iron Man was actually, like, probably pretty decent. Like,
I liked it. Yeah.
It feels like it a lot when it came nowadays.
Out. Yeah, it does. Like, it's pretty small for a superhero movie now. Because it has one superhero in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do that anymore. You need at least three.
I mean, I enjoy the simplicity of it and, like, this focused on, like, center and not the, like, world gallivanting style that superhero films are known for now, which is, like, honestly, probably the same issue that the Fast and Furious franchise has.
Yeah.
But. So I enjoy that simplicity, but it is hard to, like, anchor a film without a true center villain. With this film just having Obadiah, they're like, there's not a lot to him to really propel the plot forward. He's just evil, but he's not an interesting evil. Like, sure, I understand he's going to meet his end just because I know he does, but I'm never surprised by it.
What? Okay. Best superhero movie villain. Go. I'm having a hard time.
I mean...
I always think of Green Goblin. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the original...
Spider-Man. Well, for us, the original Spider-Man. Yeah. The Spider-Man that came out when we were kids.
Played by Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some... Like, one... You're speaking superheroes as a whole. So, like, opening up to DC. Because I think that introduces Heath Ledger.
I was going to say Joker. The Joker. Like, it's like
that's
really obvious.
That's one that everyone kind of, like, calls back to.
That's
some
good.
Some men just want to see the world burn, Mr. Wayne.
That's a really good reference.
Yeah. Like, there was a, like, sincerity.
He doesn't have a British accent.
Well, I think she was saying Bruce Wayne was... Yes, Bruce Wayne also doesn't have a...
I was...
No,
was,
you said Master Wayne.
Master Wayne.
So
it
you were
kind of doing, like, an Alfred, a mix of, like, Alfred and of...
Alfred's the one who says some men want to watch the world burn.
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, that's, okay.
God damn it, Andre.
Oh, I was thinking that was a thing...
But I mean, I can critique you on your English accent there, Leanna, but
it
other
wasn't
than
good.
That...
Oh, I was thinking that was the thing that Heath Ledger said as the Joker.
No.
And I was like, the Joker's not British. I was wrong. That made sense.
I was right, you were right. Did a poor British accent, and for that I apologize.
But at least a British accent was called for, and yes. I made some joke that it wasn't. I was in the wrong.
And coming back around.
Yeah, and I know, like, nowadays Heath Ledger's Joker is, like, a fun one to kind of make fun of or say that's bad.
Oh, but it was so good.
But he brought a sincerity to his evilness.
Yeah.
Wait, do people say he was bad?
Yeah, some people do.
Do they really?
I think it's like...
Is that like the Twitter, like, it's been referenced so much that now you hate it kind of a mentality?
Yeah, oh.
Come on. I get tired of that.
Yeah.
There was like a sincerity to his evilness that like you don't often see. Like oftentimes it's the idea of evil is painted in large brushstrokes and it's just like here's the idea of evil without actually mm-hmm. personifying it, and I felt like Heath Ledger did a good job of like actually being evil in a real weird mm-hmm. in a weird way, and it's also kind of hard to talk about knowing probably the impact that had on his life and the real emotional and human impact that had. But like,
it's one of the hardest parts of watching that film for me because it's a really stirring performance for mm-hmm. me, despite what Twitter might think. I still feel like
it's not just Twitter. It's just like that mentality. When something's been talked about to a certain extent, people start to hate it.
Yeah. But like the Dark Knight was like this like seminal moment in, mm-hmm. like, it was the next Iron Man, if you will, and even though it hasn't had the impact on superhero films in the same way Iron Man has, it was a moment that everyone was like, whoa, look at this, like, let's pay attention,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and just not many people have necessarily understood the impact of it or been able to replicate it.
That was, like, the best superhero movie.
It's going to be really hard to top The Dark Knight.
Yeah. The Dark Knight Rises, like...
It
wasn't impressive enough that I haven't even seen it since.
I haven't either. I enjoyed it when it came out, but just like I enjoyed Rogue One, but I haven't like rewatched it yet.
Yeah. I would watch Rogue One before I watched The Dark Knight Rises, I think.
I guess. It's also, I mean, classic Munch criticism, but The Dark Knight Rises is like almost 3 hours, if I remember correctly.
classic Christopher Nolan.
Can we get a quick time check on Iron Man?
2 hours, 1 minute.
Yeah,
so it's starting out at 0 out of 10.
It's not great.
It was fine. Like, 2 hours I can deal with. It's when you get into 220 territory that I can't do.
Okay,
I saw a tweet today that said the new Transformers film is 40 minutes more than Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk is.
What the fuck?
40 wow. whole minutes.
World War II and...
I couldn't even tell you the setting
of this new one.
I would guess
it's 2.5 hours. Well,
that seems like a close, like...
They're not
like
going to make it 3 hours.
Christopher Nolan is going to hit the
two and a half hour
mark.
Well, he'll do a good job with it. Like, he'll earn that 2.5 hour mark.
When you started out with the word 4...
2 hours, actually. That's short for Christopher Nolan.
It is.
When you started to say 4, I thought you were going to say it was 4 hours long.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine a 4-hour Transformers film?
Let's remember that Interstellar was 2 hours and 49 minutes.
That was a long one.
Yeah, but
like I had to prepare myself mentally to like not pee during the course of that.
Yeah, you had to prepare yourself physically. Yes. Too. You had to like, yeah.
I remember being like, all right, Ben, I like can't drink too much beforehand.
Yeah.
Make sure to like right before previews go.
We just went to
the restroom. Even if you don't need to go,
you go.
Just go.
I hate that. We just went to my sister's graduation and you have to like do, I hate that like mental planning of like,
it's bad.
I'm going to be here for like 4 hours. Like, do I need to go to the bathroom?
No.
And we were like deep in a
Stadium seating.
So you have to like cross about 40 people.
Yes. And it's not easy to cross from you because there's no room.
You're just like, okay, I'm just not going to drink anything for 4 hours because I don't want to leave this spot.
So it was bleacher seating, not seats. So there are no backrests. And the people in front of us decided to bring those seats that like attach to bleachers.
Which is like smart.
No. It's rude.
It's smart.
But smart.
Rude.
Wouldn't you... Did you not wish you had them?
No, because there were full seats in like,
that
out
was an
front.
Option.
There were full seats as an option. And yet they chose to sit in the bleachers and to use their backrests, which created no leg room for anyone sitting behind them, and it was a whole thing. I cannot carry this right now.
There's half a bottle of that beer in the fridge.
Oh, you want still. Some more?
No, I'm saying you and I should finish it.
Oh, okay. Before you go into whiskey.
Yeah. We've got some side drinks going here.
We're working on our drink.
This is a 11% dark Belgian ale that I don't want to have the entire bottle. What are we drinking tonight, Andre? It's a Crux. Well, I'll tell you, it's 11%. It's a double cross dark Belgian style ale. And it's over a pint. So I didn't want the whole thing.
It's like more
and
than
I asked Ben to take some of it.
It's more than a can, so like you don't always feel good just like drinking it after you've had some frosé. Well,
let me put it this way. That's about 6 Rolling Rocks.
Mm. Anyway, the point of my story before I was so rudely interrupted was that
We were trying to hand motion and we couldn't do it.
So. I know that.
Andre wasn't doing the correct motions.
I got that. We sat down and I was like, I wish we'd brought some water or some snacks or something. Yeah. And Andre was like, yeah, but then we'd have to go to the bathroom.
I was
like,
2 steps ahead of you.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So we were pretty dehydrated and pretty hungry by the end of graduation.
And Iron Man probably has to do that same calculus. Like, once you get into that Iron Man suit...
No, he has something in his suit.
Oh, you think he, like... You think part of that, like, suit attaching is, like, a urethra?
I mean, wouldn't you deal with that?
No, no, no.
I would not attach a urethra into my...
Pause. It's not a urethra. I will tell you what it is, because they already do this in the Air Force. I know this, because my brother's in the Air Force.
Okay, give us some facts.
It's literally, like... And he's probably going to, if he listens to this, which I don't know, maybe he does.
Liana's just going to drop a pee bomb real quick.
Yeah.
Basically, you pee into a bag.
Uh-huh.
And the bag has a substance in it that, like, absorbs the liquid. And so it just, like, it's solid. Not solid, but like a clay or something.
It's like litter.
It's like litter. Yeah, yeah, it's like cat litter.
All right.
So you pee into, like, cat litter. Cats have been doing it for years. And so has
I think
the
what
Air
I'm
Force.
Imagining is like it goes into a bag, and then as he's flying at a high altitude, it has a slow release, so that doesn't actually take up too much space in his suit because he can't deal with a lot of that space.
No, I don't think it takes up a whole lot of space, and it also.
What if he really has? Like he had a couple bottles of water before he went on his mission, and like, he really has to pee.
Yeah, you prepare for the max, the max load.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get that double clump Arm & Hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That multi-cat. we have one cat and we still get multi-cat just because I want the max power.
You
want
to be prepared.
Yeah. I'm prepared for anything.
Robert Downey Jr. is not in a lot of films nowadays.
He was in The Judge, which looked really bad. I think
but that was back in 2014.
Kind of like, yeah, that's true. Kind of like Harry Potter. Like, once you do this franchise where you are Iron Man, you are Harry Potter, it's hard to get cast into something else because everyone sees you.
Do you think that's it?
Like, or it's hard to get that same paycheck.
He used to do, like, kind of serious film. Yeah, like, I agree he can't get that paycheck. Like, he is getting paid.
Yeah.
With a capital P to be Tony Stark and Iron Man in these films, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But do you think it's just like the acting, whatever it is, like that like willingness to want to be in a serious role is no longer there, and like he's comfortable making that paycheck and just going on with his life?
I wonder that about actors all the time. And sometimes you just see them disappear from the game for like years, and you're wondering what they're doing. Maybe they're just...
Does he have a family? Is he married? Is he...
Well, he has a dad, a senior.
I mean, I can tell you.
Does he have a Penny Potts?
His spouse is...
Pepper.
Susan Potts. Levin. They've been married since 2005, and he has 3 children.
Robert
Downey Jr. the second?
Robert Downey Jr. Jr.
Yeah, I think that's the second.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not saying that's wrong. It's just always surprising when an actor, like, just does that single film a year and it is just Marvel films at this
moment. But with his history, too, it might be all he can handle. And right now, it's a steady paycheck for his 3 kids and his wife and for him. And I don't know.
I'm not saying it's wrong or anything. It's just without any explanation, it just feels surprising because
this is the only role that he's had. Yeah,
he's put in some like pretty good films over the years, and has been like a quote unquote serious actor.
Yeah.
Even though that's not a great term, but you know what I mean.
Who do you think is going to die in Infinity War? Like, it has to be someone. I think we should all go on the record and take bets.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. has been in this for... I mean, by the time Infinity War Part 2
is done,
he'll
one.
Be in this for like 10 years.
Yeah.
He's got to be out. Or Part 1, even. He'll be in this for 10 years. He's got to go. He's got to go.
You think it's him?
It's hard to say, like, he's got to go.
No, like, he wants to go. He, like,
yeah,
can you imagine having a job for 10 years?
I think, like, he's also getting old.
Yeah.
Not, all right. He's not getting old. He's getting older in age that our idea as a collective society and how pop culture views superheroes, we don't have a lot of space for older superheroes, which is unfortunate because I think the idea of older superheroes could be something interesting.
Oh, that go watch Logan.
Go watch Logan.
I know.
It's so good.
I need to.
They could do a similar thing that they do with Logan with Iron Man, but I think the point is that you want Iron Man to have a good ending.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see, like, for those who have seen, like, what?
I said no spoilers.
Okay, no spoilers. But, like, you just, I'll
watch Logan soon.
Yeah. You want to remember Iron Man the way he was in Iron Man 1, in a way. Not necessarily first half hour of Iron Man 1, but, yeah. Like.
I felt like he came into his character over the course of the film.
Yes.
So, like, not just Iron Man, but continue your points. So.
Yeah, you want to remember him as the person he is, and you want him to go out in a memorable way, in a heroic way, and I think Infinity War would be a great opportunity for that.
So do you think he's going to die, or just, like, pass his mantle on to someone else?
Okay. My prediction
back to your point, let's go around and each say who we think should die, or if other people are just going to, like, maybe we should all say who we think is going to die, or who is going to pass on their mantle to someone else.
Yeah. So if it is Iron Man, I would say he'll go out in a way that is, he's not just going to be a casualty. Like, he'll go out in a way that, like, he turns a point in the war, or.
Well, naturally, like, no one's going to go out with a whimper.
But I also don't think it'll be the end of it. Like, I think he'll make it be a turning point, but not the end.
So he's not going to die, you're just going to say.
No, he will die, but I'm just saying his death won't be the end of the movie. It'll be like the last half hour of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he does die.
He does die. And then in some after credits sequence, because I think that's where it would come in. That feels like the right place for a passing of the torch.
Yeah.
I think it would either have to be Pepper Potts.
Uh-huh.
Because she knows him inside and out. She's been noticeably absent. She knows all the technology, even though they never actually show her using it.
She's been around enough.
She's just always there.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about how there's, like...
But are you specifically referencing the Gwyneth Paltrow iteration of Pepper Potts?
Yeah.
Or it would be... Okay.
Is there a different one?
No, I'm just wondering, like, she is also 10 years older at this point.
Yeah, but she's got goop going and she's ageless.
I think they'd probably want to, like, stay closer to what the comic books have been doing over the last couple of years. Because the Marvel Cinematic Universe is usually, like, 4 years behind what the comic books are doing. So they'll probably pick up, like, a young black female actress as the new Iron Man. Like, if they're trying to follow the comic books.
Get a Riri Williams.
Is that who Iron Woman is?
Yeah.
Riri Williams is a young black woman, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a teenager.
I don't know who that would be.
Then they'd have to bring her in as, like, some sort of apprentice, like, intern or something.
I just don't know how she comes into play. I don't know anything about the comic books, really, other than, like...
I'm going off of current characters, like, known characters.
Sure.
And then my other option would have been Don Cheadle, because he seems like a natural replacement.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he actually takes the role of Iron Man.
Ben, do you have a different
take? What
happens
to him in Iron Man 3?
I don't know. He's in dire
danger,
and he's fine in the end, I think.
So you don't think anyone else will die?
I was just doing that one. I was going to pass it off to someone else.
Okay. Well, I want to hear your full, like, of the Avengers, who do you think, like, passes on the torch? Who do you think dies? For Infinity War, that is slated for 2018 and 2019.
Here's one who could possibly die. I don't know who he would pass it on to, though, but the guy with the arrows.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hawkeye seems expendable to me.
He does. But at this point, it doesn't need to be an expendable actor. Like, Iron Man has been in the franchise for 10 years. They can expend him now.
Okay, fine.
I mean, this is your idea.
Fine. Okay. All right. Fine. You guys apparently are never satisfied. I will give you one more option.
That was all Andre.
I'm just discussing.
No. It's fine. You're never satisfied. Okay. What I say isn't good enough.
Can
it's
you
fine.
Admit that that was Andre?
I've got one more option.
Hit me.
Bucky and
Captain America.
Uh-huh.
One will die to save the other.
Okay.
I don't know which one, but one will die to save the other.
Feels like Bucky. I don't know. I'm tired of his story.
I don't mind Bucky, but I'm also trying to remember back to Civil War and what actually happened to both of them at the end of it.
I just feel like his arc's been played out, but that's me. Ben, you haven't had any input in this.
All right.
I'm finally satisfied.
With the limited comic book knowledge I have, I would say Iron Man dies.
Because
I think there's something like that in the Infinity War. Either that or everyone else dies and he's the only one alive, something like that. I could also see...
That's pretty opposite.
Yes, I agree. You're not wrong.
But either it's Iron Man that dies or everyone but Iron Man dies.
I could see... And like knowing that there are replacements for these roles, I could see Captain America dying.
Because he does die in the comic book.
Yes.
And whoa, he has
been replaced.
That
it was a like it was such a big thing ago. To where like there was news reports about it without me having to read it.
Yeah. Like that was headline. Yeah. I did not read any of the articles. That was headline. He was it killed was just by
like, you guys are really railing on me tonight. Jeez.
Just you gotta like at least read the headlines about what's going on in the Marvel universe.
Outside of that, I don't know. I like in my mind, I imagine Infinity War being enough of a shakeup to that universe to where they get some new blood in, and so I would be disappointed if they get through Infinity War and no one has like died or no mantles have been passed on. Like that would be kind of disappointing to me because it like a great way to increase the stakes is to have one of those characters actually die.
Mm-hmm. Hulk could be another one too.
Yes, like he could totally.
You know who I can't see dying? Like 0% chance of dying.
Who?
Thor.
He's a god.
Yeah,
but correct. Also,
I cannot disagree with you on that one.
He's also young enough.
He's also
young. His next movie looks so hot that they're going to want to follow it up.
So hot right now.
Yeah. Thor Ragnarok. Oh like my god, yes.
Freaking out about it.
It looks good.
It just looks different, I think, which is what's refreshing about it.
Yeah. And it has Jeff Goldblum in it.
Long pause.
Don't edit that pause out.
It has
all right.
Embrace it.
Jeff Goldblum in it. That was more Christopher Walken, but Iron Man. We watched that. That was a thing. But going back to kind of our starting point and where we started without this night was with Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. And part of Leanna and I's process on this was kind of going through all of his films and being surprised that there was a lot of films that we didn't recognize or just like weird titles for films, things like that.
Weird taglines,
which brings me to my next point is we kind of went down a hole with some taglines for these films on IMDb specifically. So I don't know if these taglines are real.
Or official.
But
anyway.
I've created a game for
even you. Even more exciting.
Yes. Okay. I created a game for YouTube called Gag Lines.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a good one.
That's fun.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much. in which I tell you the tagline, you try to guess the movie.
Okay. Do I have like multiple choice or
no?
Okay.
Are these Kevin Bacon movies?
No.
Oh, these are just,
I like.
They're just
Andre. Gag-lines. What is your familiarity with Kevin Bacon films?
Wait, can we? Okay, real quick.
I know he's the X-Men movie. I know he's
so not good. Can we say that?
Yeah, not great.
I want to talk about a film that Ben and I were also throwing around. Yeah. And have decided we may need to watch at some point.
It's a rough one.
It's called Hollow Man.
Oof.
I've heard of Hollow Man.
It's a weird one.
It's just so look weird. At the
photos on this.
Okay.
On Hollow Man, it is like horror inspired, thriller inspired, but like there is a very specific screenshot that I took of like a skinless man kissing a woman. It was weird.
I don't love it.
That was going, like, we were between Tremors and Hollow Man to start you out on this iTunes roulette.
The CGI in this movie is
we would not have ended great. Up in a very different place
today. Yeah.
Probably. So let's play this game.
So back to gag lines.
But, like, don't you kind of want to watch Hollow Man? Aren't you a little curious?
I am curious.
I think we should watch it.
We should watch it.
Okay. All right. Done.
We can just do Hollow Food.
Yes. Great. Perfect. Done.
So these first couple ones are specifically going to be movies we have watched for Munch.
Okay.
So awesome. It allows me to like close in the number of movies that are available. And I may start this a little easy on you just to like get you guys up to speed, see what you can figure out. And then I'm going to kind of dive deep.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds let's go.
And there's a couple ones that I'm just going to like slowly build up on you and give you time to figure out.
I think we just got to go. Let's do it.
You don't get to 500 million friends without making a few enemies.
The Social Network.
See, pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
Like there's something there that you can get to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Somewhere in space, this could all be happening right now. Somewhere in space, this could all be happening right now.
In space. Space movies we've watched.
I can give you...
All I can think of is Star Wars.
It's not Star Wars. Because that was a long time ago, not right now.
Do you want me to give you the follow-up tagline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will provide a lot more
clarity. Okay.
A long time ago, in a galaxy...
It was Star Wars.
What?
Far, far away.
The Clone Wars?
A New Hope was the very specific one on this.
Wow, that is surprising.
Yeah, like, it's interesting to get that one side and then to like have it flip... And be like, instead of right now, it's happening.
I'm going to credit myself with that one.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, you were right.
All right. I'm going to ramp this up a little bit now.
Yeah, we got to go a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Uncover the secret. Unlock the legend. Unleash the power.
The National Treasure.
Nope.
The Mummy?
Yes.
Ah, nice.
All right. Now you have to get this one. You'll get it on the second one. I don't know if you'll get it on the first one. If you have what it takes, you can have it all. All in all caps.
Chairman of the board.
Nope.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Now let me add the second line. When the sun goes down, another world comes to life. Oh, I thought for sure you would get it on that one.
I think it could be Vampire's Kiss.
Nope.
It could be Triple X.
We haven't watched that.
We watched Triple X.
Oh, right, we did.
The sun goes down and another world comes to life.
You don't remember this... We watched this trailer, like, early on, and, like, at the very beginning, this tagline is, like, when the sun goes down, another world comes to life, and then, like, some kind of, like, high-octane music kicks in.
Man, I haven't had your guess yet.
It's got to be a Fast and Furious movie.
It is.
Tokyo Drift?
The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, okay.
That's the original one.
Wow.
All right. So now I did some films to get you kind of situated of mm-hmm. films we've watched. Now I'm going to open it up.
Oh, geez. Okay, here we go.
And these are like, I chose specific films that like you would have some familiarity with so that wouldn't just be completely random. Let's see what. Okay. A flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
No. That is not it, Leanna.
Jesus. American Beauty?
Mm-mm.
I'm just thinking of...
Now, let me add the second line.
Okay.
This time, the princess saves the prince.
The Princess Bride?
Nope.
Cinderella?
Nope.
Shrek?
No. That one is for Mulan.
Oh, okay.
I just felt... I felt the flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all is like a very like... Mouthful of a tagline.
Yeah, it is.
A tagline. Right. It's like
here's a good one.
Uh huh.
Okay.
It's big. Any guesses?
Big.
Kazam.
Nope. All right. Number two, it's cool. Flubber. Cool is in all caps.
Shrek.
Wow, well done. Oh my gosh, Leanna.
Wow, I would not have guessed.
Winner.
Very impressive.
Winner.
Well done.
There was a couple other ones that I was going to like. Shrek is it.
He's a he.
He's still doubting it.
Okay.
The greatest, after that, it was like, the greatest fairy tale never told.
Oh, I would have gotten it off of that.
Yeah,
or,
sure.
The prince isn't charming. The princess isn't sleeping. The sidekick isn't helping. The ogre is the hero. Fairy tales.
That one would have gotten
never be the same again. Yeah, like, it was so obvious at that point. All right, let's go with one final one. How's that sound?
Okay. I want to do good.
Andre, I don't want to call you out here.
But I've got 100 points.
I need this. Leanna's doing I always guess solid. First, so maybe you guess first on this one.
Okay.
It's a solo mission. Yeah. And I'm going with him.
Transformers.
Nope.
Rush Hour 3.
Nope.
Mission Impossible.
Nope.
There's Rush Hour 2.
The Santa Claus.
Mm-mm. What?
What? Rush Hour.
Charlie
Rush Hour 1. Wait, I'm going to give you the second line here. I feel the need.
The need for speed.
The need for speed.
Speed 2.
Need for Speed.
No.
Need for Speed 3.
There was no Need for Speed 3, Andre.
Needier for the speediers.
All right.
Just Speed?
Now, this one focused on where
Wait,
it tells
Wait, what movie
you,
was it?
I don't know.
I'm giving you a third.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This
okay.
is a third tagline okay. for this film.
We're going deep. Okay.
Focus on where this places you in the world.
Okay.
Up there with the best of the best.
Everest.
Apollo 13.
Oh my gosh.
Armageddon.
Yeah, Armageddon.
You were closest with a Mission Impossible.
James
Triple
Bond.
X.
No, think about who is in Mission Impossible.
Tom Cruise.
And?
Top Gun.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You finally got one.
I did it. I did it.
So I think we proved we are movie buffs.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
There was a couple other ones where I would give you the film, and then you would have to a couple other iterations of the game where I would give you the
round
film,
two.
And you would have to come up with the tagline and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
A few more before I just want to go out. I'll just say what the film is.
Sure.
Your mind is the crime scene of the crime, which is Inception, which. Like, okay.
Not.
Like, it doesn't really speak to it.
That right. doesn't really do it for me. All right, keep going.
Only the mad survive.
Mad Max?
Yep.
Okay.
Or the future belongs to the mad.
That's actually, a little bit cooler, I guess.
And one final one. This one's for you, Leanna. Every second chance begins with the first step.
Step up.
Yes! Yeah! And that'll do it for gag lines. We will probably have another episode of Gag Lines just because that's an easy game to create and it's a lot of fun.
It's a fun game to play. That's a good tagline for Gag Lines. Easy game to create, fun game to play.
Yeah. I mean,
minutes to learn, movies to master.
Also, taglines are really stupid. Can we all admit that?
Yeah, they are.
They go for like the simplest thing.
The one for Footloose was, he just wanted to dance.
But for some reason, they look better on a poster in the right typography.
Or delivered in a proper voiceover.
Yeah.
You don't get to 5 million friends without making a few enemies.
Yeah. But I see that one more in Helvetica.
Wait,
just
the Hollow Man one? What would you do if you were invisible? How far would you go?
I mean, it's just telling,
that's
it gives you a good sense of where the movie's gonna go.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good tagline.
One final one.
Okay.
You have to understand. They're the most dangerous waves on the planet. Out here, you don't just get crushed.
Blue crushed.
You get blue crushed.
You die.
Oh, okay. Is it blue crushed?
Yeah, it's blue crushed.
Wow. But no one dies in that movie, so it's like...
She nearly dies.
Yeah. Well.
Surf's up. Time to save the world.
Well, we all know what that is. Do you know what it is?
Moana.
It's... No. Close. Surf ninjas.
Yeah, it is.
Moana. There's no surfing in Moana.
She surfs the boat.
Well, I had fun coming up with that game. Thank you both for playing that with me.
I hope to play it again. This was great.
Yes.
There's the great thing about Hollywood is there's a lot more films where that came from.
Thank you, Hollywood.
So we can do some more
guidelines. Thank you for this gift. Future.
I think that's probably a good place to close out this episode of the Munch Podcast. We just watched Iron Man for iTunes Roulette, which was Andre's pick. As always, you can find our content at Get Munched Up on Twitter, Get Munched Up on Facebook, Get Munched Up on Instagram. Please send us an
email. GetMunchedUp.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please send us an email at GetMunchedUp@gmail.com. We would love to hear any comments, questions, anything you may have. As Andre mentioned, our content is GetMunchedUp.com. It's where we put a lot of our effort, our photography, and things like that. You can find our movie-themed menus there. And finally, I had something for this finally. What am I missing? Oh, finally, please rate, comment, and subscribe. That helps us out greatly. And we can also learn a lot from those that do listen and subscribe and rate our podcast, specifically on iTunes. But we are not just on iTunes. We are also on Google Play and Pocket Casts.
Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcasts. And with that, good day.